Awareness of racial profiling and the disproportionate numbers of prisoners of color continue to challenge the belief that in America there is justice for all. Hawaii is no exception. Last year's Native Hawaiian Justice Task Force report helped to shape legislative responses in the session 2013. Several bills made it past the legislative hurdles. Senate Majority Leader and Chair of the Public Safety, Intergovernmental and Military Affairs Committee, Will Aspero, is looking at next steps to help former prisoners more successfully integrate into society and how to change the composition of the Corrections Management Board. He joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation to join you.
We've had several years of sessions where there have been, you know, layers of change that have tried to start, got some traction. Last year, it seemed like we did a lot of the heavy lifting. And this year, we had some very targeted bills looking at the how of it, not so much the what of it. Would that be accurate?
That is correct. If I may briefly, we have about 1,500 inmates on the mainland today. And a big goal is to return most of them within the next 5 to 6 years. So in that process, we do have to relook at our correction system and the judiciary to see what reforms are needed. Last year, we did do some heavy lifting, as you said, in reforming parole, probation, and bail, the post-detainees. Now we're looking more at implementation, facilities. For example, this year we provided some funding for the Big Island to reopen Kulani facility, which was closed under the Lingle administration, which was a big mistake. And that is a minimum security facility where many inmates were transitioning out. And that will certainly help us in our need to rehabilitate our inmates.
But that's not the only CIP, the capital improvement project, that you have going.
Oh, no. We also are looking at just the standard improving of our facilities throughout the state, because many of them are in need of repair. But next year, we're going to be tackling a big issue of building a new facility on Maui. And that's something that we've been discussing for many years. However, we haven't quite gotten there yet, because that could be an investment of $100 million plus easily, depending on what we want to build. But this year, we did look at issues with our Corrections Population Management Commission, for example, which looks at all of the facilities to make sure they're not overcrowded. And we put individuals of Native Hawaiian ancestry on that, because, as you said, last year there was a report that had been ongoing on overrepresentation of Native Hawaiians in our prison system. And OHA has stepped up to the plate this year as well. We had a measure for appropriations for reentry and rehabilitation where OHA has stated they were going to match us. So it looks like we're looking at least $500,000 in helping that cause.
Changing mindsets, though, as to why there's this overrepresentation, why people of color seem to be targeted or at least given a different form of justice, that's going to be a little longer than, you know, fixing a facility or creating a new one.
Yes. You know, depending on who you talk to, you know, there are many factors involved, from just the standard status on the economic totem pole to education to, you know, other parental issues, jobs. But, you know, the Native Hawaiian population has been stepping up to the plate. They understand that it's a concern that has to be addressed. We even last session looked at some type of facility on the neighbor islands, Big Island in particular, that might look at Native Hawaiian cultural practices and see how we can incorporate those into the correction system, so that you might have more kapuna or more family or more others involved in the rehabilitation of those inmates.
In doing that, though, are you saying that we've gotten past the point of understanding that we do have an issue of racial profiling and that we do have an issue of disproportionate treatment of people of color? Because that mindset part is what comes first before you have to, or before you can say, this is important that we have Native Hawaiian practices because.
Mm. Well, I won't go as far as to say there's profiling, but there's certainly an imbalance that needs to be relooked at. And just like many other jurisdictions and places, you do see the indigenous people who are sometimes on the bottom of the economic status spectrum. And, low income and poverty does have a play in a person's environment and how they develop and what they eventually become.
But on the law enforcement side, legally, when we've been perpetuating the myth that there is equal justice for all, it really isn't in reality.
Yes, one could easily conclude that or come to that, and hopefully we will get through this and figure it out and do better. I mean, people of color, for what it's worth, are the majority in the state when you take all of the ethnic groups. And
isn't that counterintuitive somehow that we've been able to not deal with it more effectively than perhaps other places?
Yes, unfortunately, we have been slow, and it does look like though we are taking it seriously, and we are attempting to make some changes. And I'm convinced that we can do that. There are obviously people who need to be incarcerated, people who are a danger to society, no doubt. But the feeling now at the legislature and within the Abercrombie administration is that, you know, we could look at other ways of dealing with these individuals. Some of them, of course, have major drug problems. Some of them have mental health issues. But looking at a more community-based approach in dealing with these felons or individuals with problems and seeing where we can correct them and help them, because our recidivism rate is still too high. I think it's still 50%. And, you know, these are individuals who are within our custody. We have an opportunity to help, but we haven't been helping them enough, or what we've been doing over the years hasn't been working with that high recidivism rate. So hopefully we'll look at best practices. We'll look at what's going on in other places. The Justice Reinvestment Initiative with the individuals from the mainland coming to help us last year was very significant, and I think that will be a big success when it's done. And from that, we're also in touch with the same individuals now to look at our juvenile system, because today it's costing us about $190,000 per juvenile per year to be at the Hawaii Youth Correction Facility. And that's a lot of money. And
money aside, that may not be the best place for them.
Exactly. And there's many people who are saying that's not even the best place, exactly what you said, that we need to relook at that facility and see how we could close it or change it significantly so we have a better system for our youth.
There's a lot of work to do still. We're going to keep watching as it's happening and talking to you as it does. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much, Bethann. Thank you.
Senate Majority Floor Leader Willis Sparrow represents the 19th Senate District and is chair of the Public Safety, Intergovernmental and Military Affairs Committee. He's also a member of the Committees on Transportation and International Affairs and Ways and Means. Senator Sparrow was recently appointed to the Steering Committee of the Justice Reinvestment Investment Initiative.